but I could still bring about some peace. Mary wants that too. She bestowed her amulet to my sister, so one day a child born of both clans would once again return to Isla. Now two have. Mary had held hope, and so would she.
And what of your great desire not to change history? Bringing about peace would achieve that very means when war continues to rage.
I'm not going to alter the future, just provide some relief while keeping it on track. Why else would the Fae have given me this mission?
I still cannot allow you to step one foot on MacLean land. There will never be peace.
He caressed her sides, roamed down and scooped her bottom. Lifted higher, he pressed his hips against hers.
You'll do as I say and remain here where you'll be safe from any harm.
You can't use your strength against me. I'm a 21st century woman, and we operate by a whole separate set of rules. Force isn't one of them. She seized his thick biceps and held on.
I would never use force against you, nor by any means.
He carried her to the bed and laid her across the mattress. Gently, he nudged her knees apart, and with his legs between hers, sank down. He covered her mouth with his and kissed her, so sweetly she melted. He was so big and strong, and all hers, or at least for this stolen moment in time. I love how you kiss me.
And I love how you respond.
With painstaking slowness, he grazed a finger along the upper swell of her breasts, where her night rail dipped.
I shouldn't be touching you so, but I canna help myself.
I ache, John, in places I've never ached before. She squeezed her eyes shut, and when she opened them, she couldn't halt her plea. Kiss me again. He kissed her, a deep, devouring kiss that made her heartbeat flutter into a frenzy.
I give you my oath, Catherine. You will always have my protection, my absolute aid and undying loyalty. Dinna you feel what's between us?
I do, and I want to take more just for myself, but changing the path your future is set on isn't right. Last night, you told me of your desire to take a wife and to have children. I'll never be that person.
You have too much love to give to withhold it.
A stolen moment or two is all I can permit. She cupped his cheeks. Although I have an admission if you wish to hear it.
Speak it. No secrets are permitted between us.
During the years of my mother's illness, both my sister and I spent all our time with her and never bothered delving into a relationship. In the future, women ensure their own protection, and I took care of that in case I ever needed it in place. I can't fall pregnant, or at least not for the next 2 months. The precautions I took are 99% effective. I had an injection. She tapped her arm. Right here. He frowned and smoothed his fingers over her arm.
I dinna see how your arm can protect you against what goes on far below.
There are incredible medical advances in my time that provide the protection I'm talking about. Believe me, I'm protected.
What are you trying to say?
That an affair between us is possible, provided it's a short one.
An affair isna what I'm after.
He lifted himself up, gripped her hands, and tugged her to her feet. With a scowl, he picked up his sword and belt.
I have duties to attend to.
You're angry that I've asked for an affair?
You deserve more than just a toss of your skirts and a hard and fast tumble.
He strode to the door and eyed her.
I'll send a maid with your bath and a tray, then return for you at the midday meal. Be prepared for a swim.
I'll be ready. He closed the door, and her heart grew heavier as his footfalls trailed away.